Well, you were talking about how the old time music is dark, but you know, you guys aren't, you know, rainbows and butterflies.
No. We're fun at parties. We write some dark shit.
And it's not just that from the tradition of the music you come from, but it's from personal experience too.
Yeah, we decided kind of early on not to shy away from dysfunction because it exists everywhere. I mean, when you look at the rate of abuse, and I have been forthcoming with my experience as being a victim of sexual abuse growing up. And when you look at the rate of that, it's, I know when we're playing shows and I know when people are buying our records, there are other victims of abuse listening out there, and
lots of them.
And we should be able to talk about, that. We should be able to have conversations without cringing when somebody says that word, because when we cringe, it just exacerbates the shame that the victim is already feeling. And as a victim, I'm not the one that should be ashamed. I mean, I didn't do anything. So to bring that on myself. So, and no victim does.
Yeah.
So we just have felt and continue to feel strongly about talking about it and just not shying away from those conversations or backing away from those conversations.
Songs like Trigger.
I mean, Trigger's was the one I was thinking about. I mean, that's sort of an experiment, a thought experiment, in how things could have gone the exact opposite way.
Yeah. My mom stayed in the relationship with the person that abused me. And so Trigger came out of sort of a fantasy experiment in my mind of what it would have been like if she had taken revenge for me or avenged.
Not that we're advocating
murder. Not that we're advocating that. There's a happy medium in there somewhere. My mother should have left that relationship and whatever. But yeah, we've just, and Truth Is kind of talks about it. We've got, it weaves its way into lots of songs, mm-hmm. And lots of conversations, and I get emails from fans sometimes and conversations at merch tables. I know when I had, there's kind of a handshake eye contact situation that I know when the person is saying, thank you for being open. I know what he or she means by that. Like I just know that. I know that we're connected in that way.
And this doesn't just come from your personal experience and being able to empathize with other people, but you have a master's in psychology.
I do.
You've worked in the mental health profession as well. Not that you wouldn't have the same gravitas in talking about this as you would, but you got some weight behind what you're saying because you know and have dealt with this situation with other people.
I have done all of that. Yeah, I specialized. I have a master's in psychology and then some postgraduate work I did a 10-month case consultation project with the state of Virginia where we specifically worked on developing better ways of working with child victims of abuse and neglect. And what having child victims actually communicate what they feel that they need instead of just making those assumptions.
You had the one kid. I don't know. Can you say it? The girl, what she wanted.
There was a 6-year-old girl that had been sexually abused by a step parent, and when asked what she wanted the perpetrator to have to do as punishment, she wanted him to have to pay $1 a day.
Was it a day or a?
A dollar a day for the rest of his life, because she knew at 6 that she was going to think about what he had done to her every day, and she wanted him to think about it too. And you know, she didn't want him jailed forever. She didn't want him, you know, she wanted him to have to contribute $1 a day just so it stayed in his mind. Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy.
So do you find yourself sometimes writing songs that have that purpose in mind, to reach people and ease their pain a little bit? Or is it just something coming out of you that does that?
I don't know that I've ever written a song with a purpose. Like, not, you know what I mean? Like, to say something specific.
To someone, you mean?
Yeah. I feel like it's all been
commentary
and an experience, or yeah, a commentary about something I've observed or something like that. What do you think? I don't know.
That's a really good question. I think the reason that people write songs, have to write songs, is because they've got something inside them that they want to get out, something that they want to say, kind of whether anybody's listening or not, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true for you or not.
Yeah. And I have had, there was a fan who came up regarding Truth Is and shared that he had disclosed that he had been abused 20 years prior to his parents after hearing The Truth Is. And, you know, I that was certainly not my intention in writing that song at all, but that was about my experience and kind of becoming aware of how I had been impacted specifically by the trauma, and then did the work after that.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.